Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode of Don't You Know Who I Am is brought to you by Harry's Shavers. That's right, they're back on board. Thanks, Harry's, because you're my favourite shaver. That is right. If you are in America, you have great access to Harry's Shavers. This is for my American listeners. I've had a lot of people hit me up in Australia going, hey, I want Harry's Shavers. So Harry's, if you're listening, market to Australia as well. We've got lots of people here who want to use them because they've seen how smooth my baby skin is. Anyway, so they are offering a great deal for Don't You Know Who I Am listeners. You get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. They have a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel. The gel's great. The razor's great, but the gel is also really great. It smells good. And also a travel blade cover, which is very, very handy. So you don't go in your razor bag and cut your fingers up. Okay, so listeners of Don't You Know Who I Am can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/who I am. That's harrys.com/who I am. So go to harrys.com/who I am to redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you so they keep on supporting the show. And then you can support them. It's all full circle. So thank you, Harry's. Hey everyone, just me at the top of the podcast to, one, thank everyone who came to the European Beer Cafe and the Max Watts House of Music, sound, I still can't remember, I think it's House of Music, during the Comedy Festival. It was an amazing month for me. I had so much fun. I walked out of every single podcast recording going, well, that was heaps of fun. I think that was great. Let's just hear the recording. So thank you to the European Beer Cafe for one, also Carl Chandler who organised the European Beer Cafe, Webby who did the sound, Talia who did the door. Thank you every single person who came out, especially the season pass holders. It was so great to know that, you know, even if no one else turned up, there was at least 40 of you guys who were going to turn up every single week. So luckily, lots of people turned up. It was great. Big thanks to all the guests as well. Every single person who I dealt with was such a dream. Everyone was lovely and killed it when they were doing the actual podcast. I have some news. So I am currently in the middle of doing a whole bunch of Melbourne Comedy Festival roadshow dates. So if you are in any of these towns, I'm going to be coming through your town as part of this roving kind of lineup. But I can tell you, I've already done 10 of them. So if you, and a lot of you people have been coming out afterwards saying how you listen to the podcast. Thank you very much. Always come up and tell me that. It makes me feel good. Makes me want to keep doing it. And a special big thanks to the guy who just yelled "Jurl" at me in the foyer. That was good. Made me feel like you definitely listen to the show. All right. So if you are in these towns or very close by, come on down. So I'm going to be in Broken Hill on the 5th of June, Cessnock on the 7th of June, Newcastle on the 8th, 9th and 10th of June, Armidale on the 12th, Glen Innes on the 13th, Corindi on the 14th, Tamworth on the 15th, Gunnedah on the 16th, Devonport in Tasmania on the 27th, Hobart on the 28th, Launceston on the 29th. If you're in Launceston, come to that show. The reason I do comedy is because I saw the road show when I was 18 years old, maybe 17 years old actually, in Launceston and went, I want to do that. And 19 years later, I get to do it. Geelong on the 30th, Orange on the 6th of July, and Dubbo is the last one, ending in Dubbo. I know, I'm going to all the big towns, all the big towns. You know, some people just want to do Sydney, Perth, Brisbane, not me. I want to go to Corindi, Tamworth and Gunnedah. Now, the shows are always really good, really good lineup. They always put on the Comedy Festival. So, also, while I'm here, later on in the year, I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of live shows in Melbourne of the podcast, and hopefully afterwards going to organise it. So it'll be something a bit different. So we'll do the podcast first, and then we'll have a bit of a break where people can get drinks, and then after put on a bit of a comedy night. So that's my plan. I'm in talks with a couple of venues to see if that could happen. And so I think that could be a really fun thing to do. I'm also thinking maybe keep it Sunday afternoons. It seems to be fun. You guys seem to come out on Sunday afternoons, so that's always good. I think that's all I need to say for this one. Big thanks. This is what I need to say. And I've been meaning to say this every single time I do the podcast. And that is, thank you to everyone who's been sharing it around. It really, really helps. I'm just one guy putting this out there. So if you're on any social media, please share the podcast around. If you have an iTunes account, please give it a rating. Give it a 5-star rating too. Don't give it like 3 or 4. It makes me feel awful. Give it a 5-star rating. And the reason I'm saying that, not just because, you know, it makes me feel good, but because it does get it. iTunes, the iTunes charts are weird. It's not about downloads. It's about engagements and stuff like that. And so if you're downloading and sharing it and stuff like that, that is what bumps it up the charts. And so that's a big help. So if you have an iTunes account, it takes like 3 seconds to just click 5 stars on it. If you want to leave a review, that's also nice, but you don't have to. Just you know, whatever you can do. If you've got 3 seconds and you like the podcast, please. It'll mean I can get better guests, even though the guests I have are pretty amazing. I think that's all I need to say at the top of the show. Enjoy this episode, recorded live as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the European Beer Cafe. It's super, super funny and a great one to go out on. So have a great day. And see you around.
Hello, Melbourne! And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, if you've never seen the show before, I search my name every week for this show, okay? I'm not narcissistic. And this week, it's very hard during Comedy Festival, but this week, a funny ton reviewer reviewed me and said that I am a Grant Denyer for the over 25 Triple J set. Fuck you. Anyway, if this is your first time to the show, what I do is I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their expert topic, which is themselves. So let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest is a man who shares his name with a Melbourne architect, a page at CBS in Chicago, and the founder of Go Go Caddy in Charlotte. Please welcome Cameron James, everyone.
Hello, Grant Denyer.
Yeah.
That's actually so fucking accurate, by the way. No offense.
Don't like it.
He's cool, doesn't he do... This is fucking cool, dude.
Well, he is working with... So he has to do something. Anyway, so...
Oh,
edit,
yes.
Point? No.
No, leave it in. Honesty. Honesty.
Now, Go Go Caddy, I did some research.
Oh, thank you.
Have you heard of Go Go
Caddy?
No,
what the fuck is it?
So it's for a detachable golf bag carrier for your Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Yep. That's very me. Yeah. I love to fucking smack balls and have a hog between my thighs, baby.
It's the perfect Father's Day gift. To go halves with your stepmom, who's only 25. Okay, anyway. Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with a Houston real estate agent and a Melbourne sales supervisor. Please welcome all the way from Scotland, it's Fern Brady, everyone. Hi, Fern.
Hiya.
How you doing?
That Houston real estate agent is also an erotic fiction writer.
Oh.
And she bought FernBrady.com before I could.
What's her stuff like?
I don't know. I keep getting contacted being like, hey, Fern, the erotic literature conference is coming up.
Hey, Fern, thanks for getting me through a really hard time.
Now, Fern, I only met you about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
But just by talking to you, I'm going to say you've had a pretty big festival. Is this...
Yeah, the form for this was like, tell us something people don't know about you. And I was like, people assume that I drink a lot, but I actually don't. And then last night I contradicted that. yeah, I feel terrible.
Sorry. Also joining us is a man who, when you type his name into Google, the first search suggestion comes up with net worth. So, of course, I clicked on it. And Can you please welcome a man who, according to networthpost.com, is worth $1.3 million? It's Will Silvins, everyone! Yeah! You're rich, man. You're rich.
Are you fucking serious?
That's why you got your bag on your back, because you don't trust these guys. You're rich.
I gotta go shopping. This is the reverse Avengers. Or Black Panther, I should say.
How you doing, Will?
I'm good, I'm good.
Now, we've toured a bit together. We toured all throughout...
Wait, you gotta slow down, man. I can't understand a word you're saying.
It's all happening the ice. Again. It's all the ice.
You need subtitles when you talk. Go ahead.
We toured together.
We toured.
Yes, it is a word I find hard to say. But we went all through, like, middle of Australia together. We were in the nation's capital. We protested together.
Canberra?
Canberra, yeah, that's right. See?
I know your capital. A lot of times Americans don't know shit, but I know Canberra.
And we flew a rainbow flag for marriage equality. And now it's in. We did this, Will. Me and you.
This is news to Will Savince.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had a good time.
And finally is a comedian who shares his name with a Chicago physicist, an Aubrey High School student, and an amateur astronaut in Seattle. Please welcome Alex Edelman! Hey, man.
An amateur astronaut in Seattle?
Yeah.
I think that's just like hipster bullshit.
Yeah. But he's got a LinkedIn page, so how cool is he? Like, really, like...
I think you're this guy's one of the first guys who worked at Amazon, and he got really rich and retired, and he's very much across our name on Google Alerts, so if I do something that brings shame to the Alex Edelman name, I get a lot of angry emails from him. He'll be like, you cursed on the radio, and now my mother is very upset.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. So, if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. Yes, Alex.
I was just getting ready to say, Wilson Vince. No,
All right, so you can't buzz in for your own ones. So the first question is this one. I love comedy so much, my suicide note will begin, I'll leave you guys on this. Who do you think that was? Anyone?
Can I be honest? I can't. That feels like me, but I don't know if I did do that.
It feels like me also. I have no idea. No.
Will's gonna say it was first.
It's
no,
it's
it was
Edelman.
It was Cam James.
It was,
yeah. It was Cam.
Yeah.
It feels like something I would say, but.
How many times a day do you reckon you tweet, Cam?
It depends. I delete a lot of tweets. I'm very curated. But probably 69.
That's a nice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Fuck you.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I was umming and ahhing whether or not to do this whole round just all 10 of you. But,
God. Because I'm going to kill myself tonight. So let's just do it.
Question two. I never thought I'd wake up, check my phone, and say out loud to no one, the president is such a dumb motherfucker. Who do you think?
Alex.
Will. Yeah. Yes, you think Alex? Yes, you are correct. It is Alex Edelman.
It wasn't funny, so it had to be me.
No. Can I say why? Because, it's two Americans on the show.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't...
cancel. I didn't say it.
I don't know if you know this. We all hate your president.
We all hate our president, too.
Because, Alex, you have a connection with Trump.
I worked with him once.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
What are you talking about?
You go to synagogue with his daughter.
Oh, yeah. Jared sat behind me for 2 years. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell.
Oh, okay.
Tenuously.
This guy, Rabbi Lichtstein, converted his... I definitely shouldn't say the rabbi's name. This guy, Rabbi Lichtstein, at Kehillah's Jeshurun on 84th and Lexington in New York. Converted Ivanka Trump, so they sat behind us in sort of like the training wheels services for like a solid 2 years. And I remember having a chat with him once at like, there's a little snacks called Kiddush after services. I remember just Jared Kushner taking a sip of a drink and making a face. I was like, what is it, Jared? He's like, this diet. And I was like, you didn't know you had Diet Coke? He's like, no. He's like, I thought it might be diet. And I remember thinking, like, boy, I'm glad this guy doesn't have to do anything important.
Next question. I'm wearing my hoodie inside out, but I'm in Fitzroy, so hoping everyone will think it's a deliberate thing.
Cam.
Yeah, you think Alex thinks Cam?
Yeah.
No, it was Fern Brady, everyone. Oh. Yes.
That was me and Alex both did the same TV program in the UK before we came here, and they gave us Comedy Central hoodies for free, and I didn't want to walk around wearing a Comedy Central hoodie. Like, this is how much I love comedy, that I wear my hoodie. Then I met Alex for coffee, and he was just wearing it, not embarrassed at all.
It's Comedy Central International. No one... More people have seen the hoodie than the channel.
I'm just happy to say that this panel is not racist. They don't assume that I was wearing a hoodie.
Also, Fern, you're in front of a podcast audience. It's okay to wear comedy merchandise, guys. It's okay. Question four. I sometimes cuck myself by fingering my fleshlight while I whack off.
Cameron James.
Cameron. You are correct, Alex. It was Cameron James. Yes.
That was... I knew it from the word cuck.
Why? Why cuck?
I don't think you would use the word cuck.
Oh, I thought you said cut.
No.
Well, I don't think the problem is our accents. I think the problem is just you're not hearing us through the microphones or something.
No, we
it
said...
It was cuck.
Oh, cuck. You said cuck?
No, cuck. C-U-C-K.
Cuck.
As in cuckold.
Yeah. Oh.
What it is, Will, is it's when a man loves a woman for far too long and that woman wants to be fucked by another man.
Yeah. It's actually the most feminist thing you can do.
This is what a feminist looks like, guys.
Oh, God. I got to stop. I'm sorry.
Question five. For Halloween, I dressed up as a suspect.
Oh boy. Oh boy. So what's everyone doing after this?
Fuck you, John.
Is anyone gonna answer?
No! No one's gonna answer.
All right, I'm going to give the point there for Will then. It was Will Silvers.
Well played. Wow. Well played.
That is your fault.
I mean, I don't have a lot. I retweet a lot, and all the tweets you found was, thank you.
Question six.
Oh, God.
Today is so hot, it wouldn't even talk to me at a bar.
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Alex Edelman?
Alex. Yes, it's Alex. Yeah. Is it Alex? Point there for Cameron. Yes. Do you remember that day?
I remember being a little hurt by the amount of retweets that one got. That people looked at the photo because they looked at my profile photo like, yeah, I see it. Like, yeah.
Question seven. Thought everyone was staring at me today because I left the house looking hot. Have had a baked bean stuck to my cheek for the last 2 hours.
Fern Brady.
You are correct, Alex. It is Fern. Yes, point there for Alex. Were you around her when this happened? Or?
No, I think I've seen that.
You've
seen me eat.
What do you eat like?
I get food stuck in my hair a lot.
Are you eating like this?
I eat like a horse out of a feed bag.
Are you from Sunshine or something?
Are you from... Was that a Proclaimers reference?
No.
No, there's a town called... No, what's that place?
It's a suburb in...
Oh, Werribee. Are you from Werribee? Is that the...
I thought you said are you from Sunshine?
There's a town called Sunshine.
There is in Melbourne.
Yeah, and
it's
suburb. Not like what it sounds like.
Sunshine? I thought it was a Sunshine on Leith.
More like Scumshine, they call it.
Oh.
Will's done his homework.
I didn't make this shit up. You guys told me this shit.
Question eight. My hotel doesn't have free Wi-Fi, so I just had to jack off to get smart on TV. It took ages.
Cameron James.
You all get points there, because everyone but Cam gets a point there, okay?
God. This is a really bad panel for figuring, like, we need someone whose voice seems confusing to somebody else's.
I'm just going for the laugh in the room. That's all I'm going for.
Yeah. I suck. What do you want? I suck as a comedian. I'm sorry.
I love it. It's my favourite.
I can only ever tweet about jerking off and cucking, apparently.
Yeah, there's one more. Okay.
Yeah, that's a really unfair representation of you, guy who took 2 minutes to make a 69 joke.
It paid off, dude. It paid off.
But 99. She's looking good.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
She was great, wasn't she?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Move on.
All right. Question 9. I try to be quite neutral on here, but often wish I could go viral with stuff I care passionately about. Like, don't say it's sourdough bread when it's normal bread, you fucking scum.
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that firm?
Yes, it is firm. Brady, point there for Cameron, yes.
I'm really ashamed that you read that one out.
Why?
Well, it just shows what a wanker I am about food.
You're in Melbourne. If you can't be a wanker about food in Melbourne, you can't be a wanker about food anywhere.
Yeah, I tweeted that in Edinburgh. That was before I came to... before I went to Proud Mary, where they present you with a picture of the farmer that made your coffee when they bring you the coffee. That's not a joke. That's what they do.
Is that true?
Yeah. And then I talked about it at my show, and Melbourne's so small, the fucking waiter at Proud Mary found out and brought it up the next time I went in. He was like, I matched with a girl on Tinder, and when I said I worked at Proud Mary, she said, oh, I've just been to see a Scottish comedian that was slagging you off. So, yeah.
Did he pick up, though?
Huh?
Did the guy pick up on the Tinder date?
I don't know. I'm so hungover, I started to feel like I was going to be sick, so I was just focusing on not doing that. So that would be embarrassing.
Last question for the round. Here we go. Twitter is a disgusting pile of shit, and everyone on it, including me, should drown themselves.
That could Cameron. Be any one of us, probably. Right?
Who do you think? Fern?
Cameron.
It is. You are correct. It is Cameron James, yes.
I don't remember that.
It was the day where you were having... Your friend Becky Lucas was having a bit of a rough time with some people, and you went into bat for her.
Yep.
Because this is what a feminist
looks
like.
This is what a feminist looks like. A feminist will speak on behalf of women, but a bit louder.
Like a wigger.
Yeah. So, exactly.
At the end of the round, the scores are Will Silvins on 2 points. Go for Will. Alex Edelman on 3 points. Go for Fern Brady also on 3 points. And also on 3 points is Cameron James. Oh, three-way tie. All right, this round is called 9 to 5, What a Way to Make a Living. Now, we've all had bad jobs. And in this round, we're going to talk about a bad job or someone's bad job in particular. And today, we're talking about a young Cameron James. It's fine. Now, when Cam was 20 years old and living in the industrial town of Newcastle, but he was dreaming of the big city lights, what did he do to live out his dream of getting stage time? Was it A, he worked in a theatre restaurant in Newcastle where he dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow and sang the Robbie Williams hit Rock DJ? Was it B, he performed as a backing musician for The Wiggles, where he had to wear a skivvy and play the guitar? His big scene was he had to have a battle with Captain Feathersword. Or was it C, he played Danny Zuko in a local production of Grease. He was easily 20 years younger than every other single cast member. And at the cast member, he made out with a woman who was only 2 years younger than his own mum. Now, don't buzz in yet. You can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. And bear in mind, this show finishes at 5:30. Okay, so the floor is open for questions. If he gets it, if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, he gets your point. So he can get 3 points out of this. Floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What's a skivvy?
Like a turtleneck.
Okay.
Like a turtleneck. Mm. Do you know who the Wiggles are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Smart isn't on TV every night, buddy.
Yeah, it's good.
That's so gross.
It's not right.
Can you sing?
Yeah. Next question.
Can you sing the first verse of Robbie Williams's Rock DJ for us right now?
Yes. He goes, can you hold this?
Why are your hands shaking?
Don't worry about it. Me with the floor show, kicking with the torso. Boys getting high and the girls even more so. Raise your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Now do it as a pirate.
Okay. Yeah. Good. This is going well.
So this woman that was... I've asked her a few questions. Fern, right. You got anything?
No. I don't really know what's going on.
Are you attracted to older women?
Yeah, all women.
Yeah. I knew that was going to be the answer.
yes, I am attracted to older women, yeah.
Only?
No, not only. No.
Mostly?
You just said all women. Hashtag all women.
My wife's older than me, so yeah.
Ooh, there's a wife. Mm.
Spanner in the works.
Does she follow you on Twitter?
She's not across my personal brand. Yeah.
But this all happened when you were 20 years old. Did you get married? Yeah. How young were you when you got married?
Only 2 years ago. Oh. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
28. That's how old I was when I got married.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. What are we doing after this?
My wife's going to drive me home.
All right. All right.
If you want...
It's been a long month. So, yes. Any more questions regarding my previous jobs?
Fern, what's happening is... he listed three improbable and embarrassing options for jobs that he had when he was younger. One was him dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow singing Robbie DJ, Robbie Williams
Robbie DJ
song, whatever. Second was him being a backup dancer for the Wiggles, which seems kind of improbable. And I can't believe I'm saying that. And the third was that he did some shitty production in Greece and made out with a woman who's 2 years younger than his mom, which seems to me like the most likely answer.
Oh, I thought the first one was true.
You're going to say the first one straight away. Do you want to ask me any questions about the other two?
No, the reason I think the first one is true is I saw you have weird themed restaurants here where, like, sad actors go and work.
Yeah.
Vampires and witches.
Draculas.
Yeah. You know what? I come from a small town as well, quite like Newcastle, but even smaller. And my mum came over here for a holiday and saw Draculas and went, Josh, that is the perfect job for you because you can do your drama stuff you like, but you can also have a job.
Oh. I feel like it can't be the Wiggles. Their backup dancers are great. Like, what?
So this would have been the original Wiggles too, not the new
yeah, ones. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yep. Back when it was just those four boys from Sydney living out their dreams. From Sydney?
What's it like working for the Wiggles? Are they demanding bosses?
Nice guys, didn't really spend too much time with them. Kept to myself mostly. Played the guitar.
What's Captain Feathersword like?
Good guy. He's actually the brother of one of them, and he's a roadie as well.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really selling his lie.
Yeah. Sociopath knows sociopath. Yeah. Recognizing each other.
Any questions from you, Will?
I have an answer, I think. But
what are you leaning on then? What do you
I'm
think?
I'm leaning on C.
Okay, you think C. Okay, Alex, what do you think? Do you think A, B, or C?
I think it might be A.
You think A? You think he was in a theatre restaurant playing Captain Jack Sparrow?
No, you're right. It's got to be C. Yeah.
I'm merely saying what the questions are. Fern, what do you think? A, B, or C?
He has a pirate's face, naturally. So I think
it's a long festival. It's fine. So you think A?
Yeah.
The correct answer was A. Yes. Yes. Point for Fern. Ah. Point for Cam.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
I meant it in a good way, though.
What do you mean by that?
You look like a pirate, and I could, in a nice way, though.
All right, okay.
You know, that you just need some vitamin C in your diet, yeah.
Scurvy? Is it scurvy?
No, because you're... I don't want to say it because it'll sound like I'm cracking on to you.
No, say it,
please. Because you're sort of beardy and piratey looking.
No, it doesn't really sound like he's hitting on me at all.
That's not you explaining to the police why you can't be near a school. Like it's
but yes, it was I worked as a bartender at a shit theatre restaurant, kind of the Newcastle equivalent of Witches in Britches. And they just stole characters from movies. There was no theme. So there was Captain Jack Sparrow and the Joker and like Batman and shit just all working together. And for some reason, Captain Jack's song was Rock DJ by Robbie Williams. I had to sing it every night.
What? So they just
wait, but why did you do such a bad job just now?
I'm selling it, dude. I'm selling it.
So they just got characters from movies and and you were behind the bar. Why didn't they make you be like from Cocktail or something like that? Where you're from behind
the
bar.
Why don't you run a fucking theatre restaurant? Because then you get to do your drama stuff. Get to have a job.
At the end of that round, the scores are Will on 2 points. Go for Will. Alex on 3. Fern on 4, but in the lead on 5 points. It's Cam James, everyone. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. Everything is true, you say yeah. Everything's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get it correctly. Point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you just ask them as many questions as you can, try and get to the truth. So, to Cam. Now, when Fern was in year 8, she had a teacher who was an alcoholic who decided just to make up his own curriculum. So instead of learning maths, they would sit on the floor and list all the ways that they could get electrocuted. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
Please ask your questions.
All right, I'll ask you a quick question. What was the teacher's name?
I think it was Mr. Curran.
Mr. Curran. And he'd be drunk at school?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some of the ways you can get electrocuted?
Don't stick knives in toasters. Don't put wet hands in plug sockets. Don't get in the bath with a hairdryer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to go with yeah.
You think it's yeah?
Yeah.
You are correct. It was yeah, yeah. Point to Cam. So what happened?
Well, I don't think a lot of stuff they teach you at primary school you don't really need to learn anyway. And this guy was the best teacher I ever had because he would just be like, right, kids. Like, I still can't do long division to this day, but I know not to stick knives in toasters, which is more practical. Yeah. He used to have a regular lesson where he would get a shoebox and you would be like, it's time to talk to Mr. Badger. And then this... You've got dirty minds. And then a little badger would come out of the box and just look around the room, and he lived in a box of leaves. It was amazing. And
I have follow-up questions about Mr. Badger.
Okay.
Did he only hold the box at waist height?
No, you're wearing what was a really nice thing.
I'm sorry.
But I loved the badger, and he said, look, whenever I go out of the classroom, which was a lot, so he could drink, he was like, don't go near the badger. Like, don't touch, he's a wild animal. Just don't do anything. And one day he was out of the class, and I said to these two boys who were, like, really rough, I was like, I'm going to go and touch Mr. Badger. And they went, that's not a badger, that's a fucking puppet, you spoon. I was like, how dare you? No, it's not. He's a badger. And they went, he's a puppet. You're an idiot. And then I crept up to the box, looked at them. I was like, I'll show you. I opened it, and it was just a puppet. It was a puppet in a box. And I was the only kid that thought it was a real animal for like a year. Then not long after that, I was in art class, and I heard the art teacher being like, yeah, they've sacked Jim. He was drunk the whole school year. Yeah, it was sad.
I was going to say, touching the badger is also what the other firm Brady has on a website. There's a whole story you can read about her as well. Yeah. What are you going to say, Alex?
I was going to say my favorite thing about that story is that in school in Scotland, they need to teach the kids to not stick knives in electrical sockets. And they're like, it's really useful information, guys.
I'm sorry, he called you your spoon?
Oh, yeah, that means idiot. And if you're a Scottish kid, people call you a spoon.
And you're what?
If you're an idiot.
Oh, idiot.
Yeah. I keep using my telephone voice in Australia, and it's still not working.
All right, so to Fern. Now, Will grew up in a household where the creative arts were frowned upon. So when he started doing stand-up comedy, he didn't tell his mum he was doing it. She only found out when she watched him on TV and confronted him about it that night after he got home from doing the TV taping. Yeah or nah?
What are your parents' jobs?
My dad was an engineer for MTA, for the transit. And my mom, she sewed and she made her own clothing, the whole family clothing and everybody's clothing and everybody on that street clothing. And she also made really good cake.
Your mom quite neurotic and your dad... Was your mother neurotic and your father quite distant? Because that's the classic comedy parent combo.
No, they were regular parents.
They were really good parents?
Regular parents.
Oh.
My parents from Haiti. You know where Haiti is?
Yeah, I came to watch your show. So you said all this in the show?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
So?
Yeah, your mom sounded pretty nuts from the description.
Only because with the Haitian accent, it sounds nuts. Like, my mom would say, why you do that? Why you don't do your homework? Go do your homework right now. And so that sounds nuts, but it's really regular for me.
Yeah, but your mum told you not to stick things in your poo pocket or something.
My mother tried, a long time ago before, she tried disciplines about the gay lifestyle. She said, don't put pee-pee in your mouth or your chocolate pocket. We didn't know what chocolate pocket was. We thought it was an actual... a pocket that had chocolates.
What do you think, Fern? Yeah or no?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Fern, everyone.
What show is it?
So was it live at the Apollo you filmed?
Yeah, it was at the Apollo. And what happened was my brother told me, oh, Mom saw you on TV. I'm like, oh, shit, damn. Because my mother, she goes to sleep at 10 o'clock. The Apollo came at 1 o'clock in the morning. And she never watched those programs. She watched like a Haitian program. And I'm like, why is she doing up at 1 o'clock in the morning watching me? And so I go to the house. Like, she got 700 friends in the living room. And they all stop talking. They all look at me and go, and one of them go, is that the comedian there? I'm like, oh, shit. And then her favorite joke was one of the dirtiest jokes I ever said on TV. And I didn't want to repeat it.
All right, so you get a point there, Fern. So to Will. Now, Alex once had a job as a waiter at a summer camp. He hated it, and the kids drove him crazy. So crazy, in fact, that one day he grabbed an egg that he knew was rotten and broke it over a kid's head. Yeah or nah?
No.
You can ask him questions. Everyone can ask him questions.
Alex, I hear you're from a really rich background, so have you ever had a job?
Yeah, Papa thought it would be good if we learned some common people values, so...
were you tough growing up? Did you ever get bullied or got bullied?
I got bullied, but I wasn't tough. I just was like defiantly bullied. Like I'd be like, "Oh, you can't hit me more," and then they would, and I was like, "What am I doing?" Like,
and did you was it waiting? Were you good at waiting?
Yeah, I'm a good waiter. I'm eager to like please any group of people. Shut up, Cameron. But like, yeah, I'm a pretty good waiter. I've done a few waitering. Different kind of waiter and things. Pretty easy work.
It's not easy work, but...
No, it's not.
How old were the kids?
Kids were 7 and 8.
And you were 7 and 8.
No.
How old were you?
I was 16. 15. 2005, I was 16.
Yeah. Were you afraid of these kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I was terrified of these kids.
You was?
Yeah.
I got my answer.
What do you think?
I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was, yeah, he really did that. A point there for whoa. Alex.
Yeah. I was terrified.
You, whoa.
Yeah. So I was terrified.
What did the kid do when you egged him?
Okay, so there's a little fucking more to that story. You undersold some details. As I was like, I really hope he says one or two things, but it would sound like a fucking psychopath.
Well, this is your chance to do that.
I was a waiter at a Jewish summer camp in the scenic Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. And I was... all the other kids who were waiters had gone to the camp. So I had the least amount of seniority. So I got to pick my bunk among the last kids. And the kids who were the waiters would pick the bunks they wanted to waiter for. And I noticed that like one bunk out of the last five was left and had the most kids. So everybody wanted bunks with more kids because he got more tips that way. And the reason, I didn't realize that the
sorry,
reason...
Sorry, can I say, 7, 8-year-olds are tipping, are they?
No, the parents. The parents tip on behalf because they're like, our kids are Jewish nightmares. They're just like taking it. And like, and these kids were monsters. And they couldn't say Edelman for some reason. They would just call me Edwin. And if I didn't get the food fast enough, you'd line up with trays. And then they'd put the food on the trays and you'd take them to the tables. And I just remember, like, every day, if I didn't have the food to them first, the kids would start banging their cutlery on the table going, Edwin, 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 Edwin. And the whole fucking dining hall would join in. And the other waiters were like, let him go first. And there's this one kid named, shouldn't say his name, but it's Max Luxenberg. And he would make eye contact with me at the end of the meal, every meal. And he just, whatever was on his plate, and he always made a fucking mess on his plate, he just slowly... moving off the table, like, "Are you doing, Max?" And he always would just fucking let it go on the floor. So he always sat in the corner. And one day, my brother AJ covered for another waiter, and I had him drop a tray on the other side of the cafeteria. When everybody looked that way, I walked by Max Luxenberg and I fucking smashed him up in his head. And I hear this laugh behind me, and I thought no one saw it. I turn around, and it's the camp director. Oh. This guy, Irv Bader, who everyone called Masturbator. You love that shit. And he called me into his office, and I'm like, I'm getting kicked out for sure. And he went, it's a Luxembourg kid, right? And he's like, yeah. And I said, yeah. And he's like, get out of here. Sorry, long story, not a lot of payoff.
But, I liked it. All right, now to Alex. Now, yeah. Cameron here was once playing a gig in Newcastle supporting a member of the band Silverchair. So Cam was also in a band. They were all sharing a backstage area, and after Cam's band finished, they all walked in to see this member of the band Silverchair washing his ass in the sink. When they asked him what he was doing, the guy said there was no toilet paper in the toilet. But when Cam looked, there clearly was toilet paper. And now Cam thinks this guy just likes to shit in sinks. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have some questions.
Yeah.
First of all, you were in a band?
Yeah.
So how many Robbie Williams covers did you guys
do? We just did the whole album, Sing When You're Winning, man. Yeah.
I've asked that question knowing nothing about Robbie Williams. He's not big. Do you know Robbie Williams?
I had no idea who Robbie Williams is. All the Wiggles, I apologize.
Yeah. Well, how about Silverchair?
Silverchair.
Do you know Silverchair?
Silverchair or Silverchair?
You know Silverchair.
Yeah, it was a team goth.
Is that right?
Perfect.
Really big Australian band.
Oh.
Who?
Oh, Silverchair.
That's it.
I never heard of them.
Yeah. Do you know Natalie Imbruglia?
No.
Nothing's ransom.
Yeah.
Okay,
the lead singer of Silverchair was married to Natalie Imbruglia.
You're shitting me.
Yeah. Not married anymore.
She's tiny.
So was he.
He was anorexic.
Do you remember that guy who used to do that mime version of Natalie Imbruglia's tour? It was like the funniest shit on the planet. He's like, I thought I saw a man born to life. He was warm, he came around, and he was dignified.
Does anyone know who that was? Who is it, Lisa? Do you know who the original was? Oh, okay, sorry.
His first name was Johan something. It was really fucking good. But yeah, anyway, that's definitely true. Yeah.
Why do you think it's true? Because why wouldn't you shit in the sink if you were a rock star?
Because you just seem like a dirty motherfucker and everything about that story is dirty.
The correct answer is no.
What?
Point for Cam there.
Really?
Did nothing.
Made it all up.
Smattering of applause.
He made it up.
Made it all up thinking, what are people going to believe that Cam experienced?
And boss, by the way, every time I've been on your show, you've made me lie about something to do with shit.
Yeah. Last time I said that you shat in an above ground pool to get back at a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, by the way, you can do that at summer camp next time you work.
So maybe I'm the weirdo. Anyway, but you, when I sent this through, you were like, okay, I know exactly what member I'm going to say did that.
Yes.
Daniel Johns wouldn't do that.
No, Daniel Johns wouldn't do it. Chris Jarno has too much taste. Ben Gillies definitely would do it. He's that kind of guy. But then I realised that no one will ask any questions about Silverchair because they won't know who the fuck Silverchair are.
They said the band was called Sewage. Like,
yeah, that sounds right.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Will on 2 points still. Give it up for Will. Alex on 4 points. Fern on 5 points. In the lead now on 7 points, it's Cameron James. All right, this is the final round of the entire season of Don't You Know Who I Am at the Comedy Festival, so let's make it good. Anyway. All right, in this round, I'm going to read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, you buzz in, your name's your buzzer, and you say who you think it is. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. It's the only round you can lose points. Our first question is this one. Whose first job was handing out flyers for a psychic? Who was handing out flyers for a psychic?
Cameron.
Yes, Cam.
Fern?
No, it was Will Silvins. Yes, point off Cam there. Did you think it was you?
Yeah, because I did something similar.
So I'll get to you. What was the job? You had to.
I this lady approached me and she said, "Oh, you look like a nice little kid who works hard," and I do a psych, New York City. And she said, I tell fortunes and I want to give out flyers," and I was doing it. She was going to give me like $75 for the day, and so I was giving out flyers, but he's freaking tedious because people like get the fuck out of here, you know. So I just took the flyer and threw half the shit away. And I get, and then she like, "Did you give out the flyers?" I said, "Yes, I did." And she said, "No, you didn't."
Psychic, baby.
And then she fired me. But I don't know how she knew.
Yours didn't read the flyer. Okay. Fern, what was your job for the psychic?
I used to work as an assistant to a sort of guy that made potions out of Australian flowers and plants. but when I was 14. And
oh my God.
We used to work at these things called psychic fairs, and we worked next to a white witch who said that she could see your inner child and your inner monster. And then I worked next to these people that could read your aura, and they'd say stuff to me like, "Yeah, your aura's very orange, that means you're very sexual." And I was like, "I'm 14. And they go, "And you've got a lot of blue in it, but that could be because you're wearing a blue hoodie." They were just fucking charlatans. Mad.
Question two. Who broke their arm rollerblading? Yes, Will.
Cam.
Yeah, you are correct. Your point there for Will, yes.
He's not rollerblading.
So we're establishing you're a pretty cool dude.
Robbie Williams, rollerblades, what else?
Did you rollerblade as well, Alex?
I broke my wrist rollerblading.
Oh. Really?
I rollerbladed every day for hours when I was a kid because I have an instep, so I wore braces. And my dad made, my mom made me do ballet. And my dad was like, fuck this, we're finding a different way to do that. And so they, my dad had me rollerblade and then ice skate. So I was like, how did you know that? I have never told anybody that. Because I haven't come out of the closet yet. I'm not talking about rollerblading.
Are you the Jewish Forrest Gump, by the way?
All you guys have, you fucking worked as like Jack Sparrow in the middle of nowhere. You both work for psychics and they're like, Alex, you're so weird. Where do you find us?
Just around. Okay. Question three. Who here told me that they had a threesome with two women from their gig one night?
Cam.
No. Oh, God, no. Man. It was Fern Brady. Yeah. A point off with it. Yeah.
Hey.
Did you really, Fern?
Yeah.
Story time.
I was like, I was Daniel Sloss under one of these seats.
For the listener, Fern's now high-fiving every single person in the audience as well. Yeah. Like,
and going home with four of them.
Yeah.
They were two very bush ladies.
Where you say bush?
And that.
Please subtitle this podcast Lost in Translation. Please. No one understands a fucking word. So, two butch ladies.
Basically, one of them was moving to somewhere in Africa to become a missionary, and it was she.
We all let that go.
Yeah.
And she pretty much she was gonna have to pretend to be straight, and she said, "I'm gonna have to pretend to be straight for a year, so me and my friend are gonna have a three-way. Do you want to have a three-way with us?" And I was like, "Yes." And then my friend Haley, who I'm not friends with anymore, over this. Was like, why do you want to have a freeway with those two women that really want to have sex with you? And I was like, why not, you homophobe?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it was good, but the only awkward part was the next day, they made me go to one of their other houses and feed their Rottweilers.
Fun.
I just wanted to go home and have a shower. Get all their fanny batter off my face.
Fanny batter is.
Did you get that one, Will? Did you get that one?
Even I don't understand that one.
Fanny batter is.
Fanny batter. So fanny is the other side in Australia. I know in America, fanny is your ass.
Oh, I know what fanny farts are.
Yeah.
Is that like the same thing?
Well. A bit messier. Okay.
This is good.
Question four. Who at age 10 once found a cheese sandwich on the street, picked it up, took it home, microwaved it, and then ate it?
Cameron.
Alex?
Yes, Cam. You said
well,
your name.
I said Alex.
Yes, it was Alex. Yes, you were correct.
Was it wrapped up?
No. No. And fucking wasn't.
So you were rollerblading past, you scooped down.
Here's the thing, I was rollerblading. Holy shit. I tried to play dumb, by the way, when Josh asked me about that. I was like,
was it good?
Yeah. But I got sick afterwards. And the reason I know this story is because apparently I said to my dad, I was like, I have a stomachache, I don't want to go to school. He's like, he's like, you have a stomachache? I was like, yeah, I think it's because of the cheese sandwich. He's like, we didn't have cheese sandwiches. I was like, oh no, I found it on the street. God damn it.
Wait. What did your dad say after you told him you found a cheese sandwich on the street?
He apparently laughed. And my parents, I don't know if a bunch of parents are like this, but my dad's a physician and And my parents, for people who have a medical professional in the family, are very much in the school of like, let kids play in the dirt, it makes them stronger. And I don't, it seems very informal to me. But like,
we were poor, so we had no choice. But that's it.
Yeah. Papa did it more as an exercise. Yes.
Question five. Who here recently supported the singer Beck? Who supported Beck?
Is it Will?
You're going to say Will? No, it was Alex Edelman. Yeah. Point off Cam there, yeah.
Why would you think I said...
Why?
You think I... Wait, you think I could...
Open for, Will.
Open, sorry.
Open for Bex. Not support. Not like Baron.
Oh.
Like...
Okay. How was that? Because you're a great stand-up, but going to see someone like Beck, I went and saw Beck when he was here last month.
Yeah.
And if there was a comedian on stage, I would have been walking out of there going, all right, I'm just going to wait until he's on.
Well, lots of people share your opinion. Yeah. No, it's fine. People just fucking... Look, think about it this way. If you want to see a band, would you rather the opening act be a band you've never fucking given a shit about or a comedian you've never fucking given a shit about?
I'm going to say band.
Really? Well, yeah, I'd go on stage every night with the same opening line. I go, I know you don't want to see me. I don't want to be here either. It's like if you ordered a sandwich and they gave you a pickle.
And it wasn't on the street. You're like, I don't want this.
Like, yeah, it was fine. It was fucking fun.
Because, Will, you just did a whole bunch of openings. You opened for Dave Chappelle at his huge show. So you did like 13 of the 16 at Radio City.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Because you were on, like...
I was random order. It was like me and two other comics. And it was scary and it was fun. And it was Dave Chappelle. Like, I wanted to throw... After he went on, I just wanted to throw away all my jokes and just...
Well, who were some of the other acts on?
Donnell, Moama. You guys know Moama?
Because he had bands as well. So he had, like, the Roots were playing some...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had a different band every night.
Yeah.
He had freaking Solange. He had Lauryn Hill. He had Nas. A Tribe Called Quest. Oh my God! Yeah, he had Ice Cube. You guys know Ice Cube?
I love that you forgot. This Ice is whole. Yeah. You're just like,
I'm looking at the crowd. They're all white. You guys have no idea. Yes. You guys know probably Beyonce and Jay Z. But after that, it's like
Solange is like related to Beyonce.
It's like the Wiggles to me. To you guys.
Okay,
and silver chairs.
Yeah.
Chairs, right?
Question six. Who once worked for a robotics company? Who worked for a robotics company?
That can really only be one of us.
Yeah, do you think it was Will? Fern says Will. You are correct. It was Will.
Whoa! Yeah. Doing what? What were you doing?
I studied electromechanical engineering before doing comedy, and I worked for this company called International Robotics.
Who are famous for the robot from...
Oh, yeah, the Rocky IV.
Rocky IV, yeah.
One of our robots that I worked on was in the movie Rocky IV. Not that I'm that old. I worked on it after the movie was...
What did you have to do? Just fix it up or whatever? Punch up on it? What do you do?
No, it had a chest plate, the arms, the head moved around, and it talked. And so I just... Yeah, something broke down. I had to, you know, fix the part, so...
I think what Cam wants to ask now is, did you make any sex robots? Is that
no, that's... Come on.
Well, I could tell you a story that happened with it.
All right. I'm listening.
I was so horny one time at work.
Will, don't ruin Rocky IV for me.
Everybody had left the office. I was working the shop by myself, and my dick just... And then what happened, Will?
My
hand was like this, and I just stuck my dick in the hand and took the remote control, and I didn't feel nothing. It's just like, yeah. I never had a hand job before that. Never had a hand. This was my first hand job. I was a virgin until I was 23, so this is my first hand job ever, but it was not a hand job. I thought it'd be funny, like, you know, make it do this and shit.
Man, we had a TV show in this country called Perfect Match, which had a robot, but you would have fucking loved it. Like, it's all right. Next question. Who here had a job in a sex shop where they had to repackage the secondhand DVDs?
Fern Brady.
You are correct, Alex. Yes, yeah. It was Fern
Damn,
Brady.
I was going to say Fern.
Yeah, when I was a new comedian... we have these things called gong shows in the UK, and I met another comedian at a gong show, and he said, oh, do you want to, if you need a job, you can come work in my sex shop, and it was,
Can I just say that people offering you three employment have really suspect opening lines?
he was really cool. But the first day he was like, right, first things first, let's go and buy lots of hand sanitizer. And then we just had to like repackage secondhand DVDs and sell them back to people. And
wait, so people will bring back sex DVDs?
Mm. Yeah.
It's called porn.
The first 45 seconds of this is great.
And you guys took them back?
Yeah,
hey, it didn't work. Can I get my money back?
We also used to say the names of the porns out loud while we were selling them to people. We'd be like, so that's the Kinky Wrinkly, Satan's Whore 2. And I remember I used to laugh at the customers so much that the tattoo shop across the road could hear me laughing all day. We had so many supposedly straight men who would come in and lurk around the shop and be like... Then they would make a beeline for like Brazilian boy toys and chicks with dicks. That happened all the time. It was a good job.
Next question. Whose brother just got accepted into the Olympics? Whose brother's going to the Olympics?
Alex Edelman.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Fern.
Wow.
What is it? Did he take up the ice skating? Is that what it is?
No. He was an ice hockey goalie. But he qualified for Israel in the skeleton.
What's skeleton?
Skeleton. You know, luge is like where you go feet first down an ice track at 150 kilometers an hour on a lunch tray. So skeleton is someone who looked at luge and was like, feet first, are we pussies? Yeah, he represented Israel. And Israel doesn't even have a winter. He trained in Germany in what must be the irony of all ironies. But yeah, he fucking made the Olympics. He's one of the 30 best skeleton athletes in the world out of like the 35 skeleton athletes. But it was cool to go. I went. It was crazy. It was amazing.
Well, and our final question for the entire season is this one. Who had an entire audience chase them out of a gig and the mob were being led by a heavily pregnant woman?
Yes.
You're going to say Cam?
I'm going to say Fern.
We'll go first. You say Cam. It was Fern Brady, yes!
Yeah.
What did you do? I mean, clearly easy to outrun a pregnant woman, but...
They took everything I said literally, and they'd never been on a comedy show before. And I made it worse. I did some jokes about women, about people with kids and smug parents. And this pregnant woman stood up and went, well, I have 9 children and I love creating new life. And then they sort of fragmented from there, my memories of it. But I remember them screaming, go back to Scotland, bitch. And because it was in England. And then I backed out of the room doing the fingers to them all. And then I said to the manager, please, can you just pay me? And she was like, what have you done to my audience? And then I saw the pregnant woman bolt down the stairs. And I was like, please, just pay me, just pay me. And then I ran away. And then they chased me out of the fucking village. And then I heard someone running after me and going, Fern, Fern. And it was the other act. They'd also ran away from the gig. Then I found out that's not the first time that's happened in this town. But they keep running the gig.
What town was this?
It's called Hampton Court and it's in England.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, birth control gig, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, it'd be like, you have 9 children. I have some DVDs your husband needs to see right now.
So at the end of the game, the scores are Will Silverton on 1 point. Give it for Will. Alex Edelman on 5 points. Give it for Alex. Cameron James on 6 points. And our winner on 7 points, it's Fern Brady, everyone.
Yeah, Fern!
Thank you guys for coming out to, if you've come out for all 4 of them, all 6 of them, it's been such a great run for me. You guys have been amazing. Thanks to everyone listening and downloading. Keep an ear out for some more live ones later on this year. I think I'm going to go probably do them a lot more often. Anyway, thank you very much. I've been Josh Howell. See you next time. Bye.
podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.